From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pentagon says U.S. military forces have conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya. Officials say the strikes in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte came at the request of the UN-backed Libyan Government of National Accord. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
They have their forces on the ground conducting their efforts, and this will be in support of their efforts. ISIL's numbers have been reduced. They have made significant progress in Sirte already on their own, and we believe this can make a difference.
U.S. strikes will continue to target Islamic State forces in Sirte in order to enable the government to deny IS a safe haven in Libya. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people aboard. Russia's defense ministry said the copter was hit by it when it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo. The Syrian government, meanwhile, says it is ready to resume UN-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August without preconditions or what it called external influence. Turkish forces Monday detained 11 soldiers suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. The captures were made near the resort town of Marmara and followed the detention last week of several other soldiers accused of targeting Mr. Erdogan. Authorities in Afghanistan have declared a far eastern border district free of Islamic State militants. They say security forces killed nearly 300 IS militants during a month-long offensive. That announcement was made Monday by District Governor Salim Khan Kundozi. This is VOA News. A Nigerian commission has found that the army killed 348 people from a Shiite sect last December and called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said in its report published Monday that the Nigerian army used excessive force during a three-day raid on the city of Zaria. U.S. political surveys are showing that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton regained her edge over Republican Donald Trump after last week's Democratic Party convention. Trump enjoyed a similar bump in polling against Clinton after the Republican convention 2 weeks ago. CBS News said Clinton leads Trump 46-39%. A network poll after the Republican convention showed the race tied at 42 apiece. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's feud with the parents of a fallen Muslim American soldier continued Monday. Arizona Senator John McCain, a prisoner of war in Vietnam, and the losing Republican presidential candidate in 2008, rebuked Trump for disparaging Khizr Khan and his wife Ghazala. Their son was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. Khan himself was interviewed Monday on VOA.
It really, really has come out that a significant larger number of Republicans are asking him to tone down, change those derogatory remarks about minorities, not only just the Muslim, but other minorities.
The Khans endorsed Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned pregnant women Monday not to travel to an area in Florida where new cases of the Zika virus have been found. Health officials believe the spread of Zika is limited to a square mile area in the Miami-Dade County, just north of downtown Miami. Florida officials have discovered 10 more cases of Zika, increasing the total to 14. Governor Rick Scott has asked for help from the federal government in fighting the disease. The Islamic State group is inciting supporters to mount attacks on Christians. The latest issue of IS's online magazine, widely read by supporters and sympathizers, focused on the theme of Break the Cross. IS sympathizers recently slit the throat of an 85-year-old French priest while he was celebrating Mass. New security laws went into effect Monday in Malaysia. Critics say the new measures give Prime Minister Najib Razak sweeping emergency powers which could be used to trample on human rights. The new law enables Mr. Najib to suspend civil liberties whenever he believes there is a security threat. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.